we're starting to record it now after we missed this part. So the names of Allah are divided into names of greatness and names of what?
Beauty.
Now, names of beauty like what? Describes Allah as kind. Ar-Rahman is? Ar-Rahim is? The provider is? The supplier is? Okay. So the names of beauty like Ar-Rahman, the merciful, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the kind, which is Al-Wadud, Al-Wadud, Al-Wadud.
D-O-O-D?
Yes, you can spell it that way. D-O-O-D. So, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Al-Wadud. Al-Wadud. So, these are names of beauty. The fair, also, the just. Here, the just, which is the Al-Adl. And then, Al-Adl, let me write this. The names of greatness are the mighty, the mighty is the super duper power, which is Al-Aziz. It also means Al-Jabbar. And also the one means Al-Wahid. And then the one means Al-Wahid. And then the unit means Al-Ahad. Al-Ahad. You got this part right? Okay. Now, the Most High, Al-Ali. Is Al-Ali. Okay. Now, the names of beauty and the names of greatness. These are the names of Allah. The names of beauty and names of greatness. The names of greatness, Allah said, the names of greatness are all for me. All names of greatness are all for who? For me, for Allah. The names of beauty are the ones that I ask you to represent. How? Allah is kind. So he wants to be kind, right?
He wants us to be kind.
Yes. Allah's fair, and he wants you to be fair, right? Allah is merciful. And he wants us to have mercy among us. Allah is forgiving, and he wants us to be forgiveness, to have forgiveness to each other, to forgive each other, to forgive one another. Okay? Allah is the balanced, so he wants us to be balanced. He wants us to be balanced. Can I call people? The names of greatness is like the mighty, the most severe in punishment, the stop of provision, or the provision controller. All these names are the names of greatness. Anyone who claims the names, one of the names of greatness to himself or herself, are going to be what? It's going to be mushrik. It's going to be what? Mushrik. You know the word mushrik means mushrik. You believe that somebody else has.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, you believe that somebody else has the greatness, part of the greatness of Allah. Like if somebody claims to be Almighty, would Allah accept that? No. So, the names of greatness. Nice. And then he forbids us from assigning names of greatness to anyone. Assigning? If there is an N, or assigning, that's right, to anyone. If he does that, then it is called shirk. This is called shirk. Shirk. So there are vocabulary to learn here. Shirk means making, huh? No, just says in the low memory or whatever low. Okay. All right. So what did we learn so far about the names of Allah? How many types they are, huh? Okay, good, huh? How about you? How many kinds of names of Allah?
Two.
Okay, what are they?
Greatness.
How about here?
There are two types of names of Allah, greatness and angel.
How about this?
Two types of greatness.
Okay. Now, names of beauty. Can we represent the names of beauty?
Yes.
Yes. Give me example. Huh?
Be like kind.
Merciful.
Exactly.
Merciful.
Exactly. Can we represent the names of greatness?
No.
No. No. You know an example of somebody who represent the names of greatness of
kings.
Allah? The Pharaoh. Huh? Go ahead.
The
kings. And the Pharaohs. The Pharaoh said, literally said, I am the highest God. I am your highest God. So he said, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. Ana Rabbukum, what do you imagine? Ana Rabbukum al-A'la.
I am the highest.
I am the highest God. Okay. When he did that, he claimed himself that the name, one of the names of what?
Greatness.
Greatness. Okay.
So then God killed him.
Yeah. Allah breaks his back. There's a hadith. Qudsi, you know what Hadith Qudsi is?
No.
Okay, Hadith Qudsi means the words are the words of Allah. The thoughts is from Allah. The words are the words of the Prophet. Quran is the thoughts of Allah and the words of Allah. So we have three things. We have Quran, the thoughts of who? Allah. Okay? And the words, who made the words? Who made the expression? The word. The words are the words of who? Allah. You understand this? Now, how about Hadith Qudsi? Hadith Qudsi, the thoughts from Allah, but the wording from who? From Prophet who? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is called Hadith Qudsi. How about the Hadith? Hadith is the thoughts from the Prophet and the words from the Prophet. You understand? Got this part right? Okay. So in the Hadith Qudsi, Allah is saying, so Hadith Qudsi is in the thought from Allah and the words are from the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah said in the Hadith Qudsi that if someone, I have the glory, my gown is the gown of greatness, my clothes is the clothes of might, anyone who tries to adopt these names to himself, I break his back and I don't care. Okay? So anybody who tries to adopt the names of greatness. The names of greatness will lead to shirk. Why? Because if I treat anybody the way Allah should have been treated, this is called what?
Shirk.
This is called shirk. So in the old days, they worship like objects. Like they make a very ugly shape like this. Very scary shape. And treat this shape or this statue the way Allah is to be treated. So they think that they can ask them for their needs. They can slaughter animals to please them. And they say, okay, those are small enough to talk to us and large enough, big enough to talk to Allah. So they are like what? They are like the middle gods. Good job. The middle gods. Middle gods means they can get the attention of Allah and ask for our needs. That's the middle gods. Now, this is very low image of Allah. This is very insulting to Allah. Why? Because Allah knows everything about us and He doesn't need middle gods. Middle gods means Allah doesn't know my name and your name and my life and your life. But Allah knows all of these things. So does Allah need middle gods? No. Because He can communicate and can organize, can hear the dua, the supplication from everyone. Okay? So back here, names of greatness are assigned only to who?
Allah.
Anybody who tries to claim the names of greatness, what's happened to him? Allah would what?
Break
his back. You know, break his back is an expression in Arabic that means what?
He's going to be punished.
Yes. Like Allah will not really kick the head his back. Allah is going to destroy him. And destroy him in a very special way that shows how idiot he is. One of the kings, he claimed to himself that he is al-muhyi al-mumit. So al-muhyi al-mumit. Let me take this to the side. This will be on this website, these pictures. So, one of the kings, and this king's name was Al-Namrud. This Al-Namrud is the one who ordered to throw Prophet Ibrahim where?
In fire.
With the caterpillar, right? They call it caterpillar?
Caterpillar.
Huh? Catapult, yeah. They threw him in the middle of the fire. They made a humongous fire to the level that if birds fly, they would fall into the fire. The fire was humongous, big, big fire. Why did they make it so big? To scare.
To prove a point.
Yes, to scare people. Like, look at this big, huge fire. It's for him. Now, When they threw him into the fire, he was naked. When he walked out of the fire, he was dressed in a very nice dress. Okay? So he walked out of the fire. Sent him Angel Jibreel to tell him, do you have a need from Allah when he was falling into the fire? He said, no, from you is no. Do you have a need? So he said, from you is no. But from Allah, he knows. Huh? From Allah. So he told Angel Jibreel. He said, Angel Jibreel asked the Prophet Ibrahim, do you need something? Prophet Ibrahim said, it's from you? No, I don't need anything. But if it's from Allah, He knows what I'm going through. Then Allah at this point commanded the fire to be what?
Cool.
Not too cold. Cool and convenient. Cool and convenient to Ibrahim. So the nar became cool and convenient to Ibrahim. Okay? Kind of good weather, sort of. Now, everybody's watching. Guess who walked out of fire?
Brother Ibrahim.
Walked out of the fire. And everybody was looking because it was a big gathering to throw him, to make it, to teach everybody a lesson that you don't touch our gods or we are going to burn you. They could have killed him by himself. No, they wanted to make a big show. A big show to make a point. Just like you said, to make a point. So now, Prophet Ibrahim. Now, Prophet Ibrahim walked out of the fire. So now he's debating with the king. He's debating with the king, the bad king that ordered his throwing from fire. Okay? So he did say, Allah is, the king said, who is your Allah? Who's your Allah? Now the king is like, kings are usually stupid, you know? Who is Allah? Who is your God? He said, Ibrahim said, huh, who knows what the end was the answer of Prophet Ibrahim when he said, who is your God?
Your God. My God is your God.
Huh?
Did he say, my God is your God?
No. He said, my God is the one who gives life and death. Life and death. Al-Muhyi is life, give life. Al-Mumit gives death.
You're going to say, you're so arrogant. So arrogant.
Okay? So, what is al-muhyi? When he said, I am the muhyi al-mumit. Ana al-muhyi al-mumit. So he said, I can make muhyi and I can make people, okay, mumit. Muhyi means, huh? Give life. Mumit, mana, what is it?
Death.
Give death. You understand this part? Muhyi means gives life. Mumit means gives death. Okay. These are names of greatness or names of beauty?
Names of greatness.
Names of greatness. So this guy is claiming this these names of greatness to himself, which is called, what's his name?
Namrud.
Al-Namrud, mashallah. Very good job. Okay? So, this Namrud replied to Prophet Ibrahim and said, I can give life and death. So now the king is claiming to be able to do life and death. So he's claiming to himself the names of greatness of Al-Muhyi Al-Mumit. Al-Muhyi Al-Mumit. Al-Muhyi Al-Mumit. So what is the name of Al-Muhyi? Means the one who gives what?
Life.
And Al-Mumit is the one who gives death. So the king said, I can give life and death. So Prophet Ibrahim said, show me. So now he got a guy who was having a very good luxury life, life of luxury. He got this guy and he said, behead them. Behead him. So now he said, I give this guy death. Okay? Then there was a guy living a miserable life in the prison. He has been in prison for a long time and he's really, really, really miserable. He brought it out of the prison and gave him the wealth, very, a lot of wealth. The wealth of the guy who was killed. The guy who was what? Killed. So let's say I'm the owner of the wealth. I'm very rich. He commanded my beheading and then commanded to get a guy and spare this guy and give him what?
The wealth.
The wealth. Then he said, look, I give death to the rich guy and I give life to the poor guy. So Prophet Ibrahim didn't argue with him because he felt really that he's playing stupid or stupid. Okay. So Prophet Ibrahim said, fine. Allah brings the sun from the east. Can you bring it from
the west?
From the west? Allah saying, Allah makes, Prophet Ibrahim said, Allah makes the sun comes from the east. Can you make it come from the west? Could he? Could he done that?
No.
No. So the guy was like, huh? East, west? Oh, Ibrahim, you're confusing us. So, and then he ordered him to leave the town with his cousin Sarah, which was his wife at that point. Now, the point I'm making here, guess the guy who claimed to himself the names of greatness of Allah, guess what happened to him?
Died.
Allah make him die in the most miserable way you can imagine. It's one of the worst way. Allah brought a mosquito, little mosquito, that went through his ears into his brain. Okay? And he started, ruining his brain, eating and like sucking blood and punching holes here and there. And he will have, when the mosquito is flying in his brain, he hears and he feels so much pain that the only way to stop the pain is to hit him. To hit him on his head. And sometimes they used shoes to hit him on the head. Okay? And he stayed like that until he died. Look how miserable is he. The point here is that the guy claimed the names of what?
Greatness
to himself. So Allah destroyed him. Got it?
Yep.
Okay. So by saying representation of Allah, then representation of the names of greatness or representations of the names of beauty. Huh? When Allah said, I'm sending a representation on earth, then which kind of representation? To the names of beauty or to the names of greatness? Huh? Names of beauty. Allah wants people to share with him names of beauty. And be like when people see you, they remember Allah. Why? Because you're full forgiving, you're so kind. You got this word? You got this right? Okay. So, then you write Muhyi and Mumin. That's good. So, representations, there is good representation and there is bad representation. Right? Representations, we have good representation and we have bad representation. Bad representations means being a bad guy. Good representation means following the names of, huh?
Oh.
Yes, which names? Names of? Beauty. Beauty. Can anyone call himself the unit?
No.
The unit means al-ahad. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. The unit. The unit. What is the difference between Al-Ahad and Al-Wahid? Huh?
Wahid means one and Ahad means
another. Al-Wahid means the one of a kind, like you just said. Okay. I'm sorry. Yes, Al-Wahid. But Al-Ahad means the unit. The unit that can't be divided. The unit that can't be what? Divided. Can I call Al-Ahad, okay, to a car? No, because the car is a unit, but the car can be divided. Into what? Into wheels, into body, into tanks, and bolts, right? So I don't call it Al-Ahad. You can make a car which is a one of a kind, yes. Can I call it Al-Ahad? No. No. Okay? Why is that? Because Allah is the unit. So, remember that. Huh? What's the difference between Wahid and Al-Ahad?
Wahid means one and Ahad means
Unit one.
Huh?
The unit in the
How about one. Here?
The unit in
the Huh? Pay attention. Huh? واحد and أحد. The difference.
The one and the unit.
Okay. That's right. Al Ahad is unit that cannot be divided. So what is it now? How about the Wahid?
The one of a kind.
How about there?
The unit that cannot be divided
and
the one
two pieces. This basically explains the difference between us, the Muslims and Christians, because Christians,
they make God like Jesus and the wife of God and the mom of God. God.
No, they said they have God and then Jesus, Son of God, and then Holy.
It's called the Holy Trinity.
Holy Trinity. That's holy. But this is Holy
Spirit.
Ghost or
yeah. Holy
Spirit.
Ghost, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Now, she knows so much. She's Christian.
Can this be Al Ahad? Can this be Al Ahad? Huh? Can this be Al Ahad?
No, because it's divided.
What? Because it's broken into what?
Three divisions.
Three divisions, right? So, but Al Wahid Al Ahad is by himself. God alone. So this is Christian, this is Muslim. Okay. Look at the Trinity here. In Islam, we say that, we correct this to Trinity into, we say, okay, you guys are saying, okay, God is, yeah, the same. But you have here man, and here you have angel. Do you see this partition? So we have God, the heavenly God, and then we have man, which is Jesus, and then we have angel, which is what? The Holy Spirit. In Islam, there's no such a thing. It's God alone. Okay. So, huh? Okay. So now, I think time class is over.
Yeah, 55. Yeah, 10:55. It's 10:54,
so we've got a minute. Okay, right. Now, next time, we'll have a competition about Quran, memorizing Quran. The one who memorizes the ayah, okay, gets 10. It's just three lines, one ayah.
Is it going to be on your website?
The homework we email?
Yes. It's going to be on my website. I'm also,
website.
There is a written part. You have to get it from my website, yes.
A written part, right? Can we email with our personal email? Because like I wrote down my parents.
Yeah, I don't care if you...
Do I have to write my name?
Yeah, you put your name. By the way, you put the week number on the subject line. So you put what?
Week two,
week three, week four on the subject line. Okay? So what's your question?
You can email with our personal email.
Whatever. If it's a different email than yours, just write your name.
You need to know the meaning.
Huh?
You need to know the meaning.
The meaning is the next step because we are already explaining the meaning. Okay?
Do you need to write
Ayah 30? Yes, Ayah 30.
Okay.
Because in the mind, I didn't think. Oh, God, that's not. Let's not talk about that.